From Topcast in London, this is the Africa Week. Today is Friday the 10th of May. Here's Topcast's top pick of African stories this week. A massive rescue effort has been underway in the South African town of George this week following the collapse of an apartment building. 75 construction workers were on site when the building came down. At least 7 have been confirmed dead, many unaccounted for. The cause is unclear, although this rarely happens in South Africa. Meanwhile, just weeks away from the national elections in South Africa, the opposition DA has released an ad showing the burning of the South African flag to symbolize life under ANC rule. The response has been swift, with President Cyril Ramaphosa calling the depiction treasonous. Flag burning is not illegal in South Africa, but the ad has led to impassioned debate on social media. Chad went to the polls on Monday, the first of a belt of countries in the Sahel which had military coups in the past few years. The elections are highly significant, although experts warned about the attacks on the opposition in the run-up to the vote. Even so, the stability of Chad is key for the region. It's a major player in the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency. Africa was a major player in an alarming climate change report released this week. The world officially experienced the hottest April on record, according to the EU's Climate Change Monitoring Service, with most of Africa heating up over that period. The climate has been even more unpredictable than usual in parts of Africa this year. You'll remember that schools shut in South Sudan because of the extreme heat, whilst extreme flooding hit Kenya and Tanzania. Now, the holes in the pockets of Nigerians got slightly bigger this week as a new levy was announced on electronic money transfers. The 0.5% levy will take effect in 2 weeks' time. The government says it needs the money to fight cyber fraud, but many Nigerians are furious. This comes against the backdrop of one of the most severe economic crises in living memory. Analysts say Nigeria faces a cash shortage if the law is not rescinded. And Kenya's doctors are going back to work 2 months after striking over working conditions that crippled the public health sector. That's a selection of Topcast's top stories from Africa this week. Have a look at the show notes for links to more on these stories.